While the murder of Matthew Shepard in 1998 shocked our entire country, no place was more affected than the community where it took place, Laramie, Wyoming. The thoughts and words of those closest to the tragedy, including Matthew's friends and neighbors, were recorded by the New York-based Tectonic Theater Project to become the basis for a play called The Laramie Project. Next, I talked to Lee Fondakowski, a playwright and member of the Tectonic Group, about an event happening in Tucson this coming Monday, October 12th. UA Presents and the School of Theater Arts will stage The Laramie Project 10 years later, which adds the words of not only Matthew's mother, Judy Shepard, but also those of the young men convicted of his murder. Lee Fondakowski starts by telling us how the project was originally conceived.
So the origins of the Laramie Project starts with Matthew Shepard, obviously. So in 1998, when Matthew Shepard was brutally kidnapped, brutally beaten, and left to die in Laramie, Wyoming, it was the first time that a hate crime against a gay person in America received such widespread national attention. Everybody was saying, this is wrong. So Moises Kaufman, the artistic director of Tectonic Theater Project, he called us all together and he said, look what's happening in the media. Look at the attention that this is getting. The first time a hate crime against a homosexual is getting this kind of attention. Do we as theater artists have a role to play in the conversation? So he didn't say, oh, do we want to write a play about Matthew Shepard or let's go down and write a play about Laramie? He just said, do we have a role?
And what was your reaction to that question? How did you respond?
I was very taken aback by the question because it was a way of thinking about myself as a theater artist that I had never thought of before. I thought of myself as making theater in New York, kind of downtown, on the fringes. I didn't think about myself as entering the mainstream conversation like that. So it was a startling question. And I immediately said, yes, let's go, let's try. The spontaneity of it, we kind of just rallied ourselves to go. We didn't think it through too much. We just sort of made the decision and we wanted to get down there as quickly as we could because we wanted it to go while the media was still paying attention to it, while it was still fresh in everybody's minds. So 3 weeks after Matthew Shepard died is when we ended up in Laramie. There were 10 of us on that original trip. And what happened was that our timing actually ended up to be quite impeccable, not planned, but the media was basically just leaving as we arrived. And the townspeople of Laramie were pretty stung by how the media had portrayed them as rednecks, hillbillies, cowboys, homophobes. They were very, very wounded by the sound bites and the way that they were being characterized. So when we came in, you know, on the end of that wave of the media explosion, they still needed to talk. And a lot of what they wanted to talk about was how the media had gotten it wrong.
How did this information and this connection with the people of Laramie involve itself in the production of the play?
Well, we collected over 200 interviews. And on the first trip, we probably did about half of them just in 10 days with 10 of us. We all just went out all over Laramie. People talked to the religious leaders, the friends of Matthew, the friends of Aaron and Russell, the two perpetrators. We just went and tried to get a cross-section of the community conversation. But we still felt like we weren't clear what the story was that we were telling. So we went back for the trial of Russell Henderson. And when we went back for the trial of Russell Henderson, the conversation in the town had shifted. At first, people were shocked. They couldn't believe this happened. They were really reeling from just the brutality of it happening in their town. And then suddenly, they were now talking about the death penalty. And you could feel like the whole focus of the talk around in the coffee shops and different places about what are we going to do to these two boys who grew up in Laramie, who were born and raised in Laramie. And that's when we realized that the organizing principle of the play would be capturing the conversation in the town over the course of a year.
What kind of an evening is the Laramie Project to a theater goer? What can they expect?
Laramie Project 10 years later is an epilogue to the Laramie Project. Five of us, half of the original people who went down, we went to just check in with Laramie. How is Laramie doing 10 years later? What has changed and not changed? How are the people feeling? And so the form of that is going to be a reading. It will be a staged reading that's done here in Tucson as well as in 120 theaters all over the country and all over the world. So it will be a reading of edits of the interviews of the people of the town. So it won't be a fully staged play. It will be a reading that's presented in all these different venues simultaneously.
And now we'll hear from the play's director, Bobby McKean, from the UA School of Theater Arts.
Laramie Project, though, the original play, has really strong roots here in Tucson. It's been performed, I think, at least four times, And many of our students, especially, have been, when they were in high school, they were in a production of Laramie Project, the original. So they're very close to this, and it means a great deal to them to be able to participate in this one.
What kind of an opportunity has this been for the School of Theater Arts and for UA Presents?
We don't typically get to do these kinds of projects that often. You know, we have a wonderful repertory company that does extraordinary work, but this really pushes our students and our actors to another place. And so it's been a very exciting opportunity for us to expand our own knowledge of what we know is theater and what theater can be.
What are some of the technical considerations you had in staging this production? How did you view it as a director?
The way I'm approaching it is to try to tell the story of what is happening at this moment in time, this 10 years later. So that will be my focus as we're rehearsing and getting ready to do the piece, is how can we make this story very clear so that an audience member sitting and listening to the words will get the kinds of different perspectives that are being told.
What are some of the perspectives that are on display during this?
I think the epilogue really focuses on how the history has been revised by some people, not everyone. In just 10 years. I grew up in a very small town in the West, and I understand the need to protect a town, to protect a community, and I see that happening in some of the language that I'm reading and from the characters. And that's a kind of interesting story that I think is unique to the epilogue and will be an important one to be told. There's also the continuing struggle story that's being told by some of the characters who have been fighting ever since this to get the kinds of legislation that needs to happen to better protect our citizens, to speak out against the homophobia and the discrimination that's going on. So that voice continues to be strong and continues to be one that needs to be heard as well.
What's something that you hope that an audience member will take home with them at the end of the night?
I'm hoping that Laramie Project 10 years later will reawaken the kind of national outrage that we first felt when this whole thing happened, that we'll be reminded of the passionate need for that kind of conversation to continue, and that, you know, one event can catapult a whole community into discussion, but then the discussion ebbs away and we tend to go back to our daily lives. So I think what the epilogue can do is force us back into that conversation.
In conjunction with over 100 cities around the world, UA Presents and the School of Theater Arts present The Laramie Project 10 years later, this Monday, October 12th at 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall. The event is open to the public. We have a link for more information on the radio page at azpm.org.